I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm rooting... of the two young guys, which guy has the chance to be the quarterback of the Browns of the future? Better chance. Would it be Shador, do you think? Or do you think Dylan Gabriel? I just want to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I'm still saying Shador.
Okay. So I'm rooting for Shador. I'm rooting for anybody to take the reins of this because I think that it'd be great to use those two first-round picks next year on weapons.
Right.
Plural. Or you could trade one of them and get more first-round picks.
But that is going to be a topic throughout the year.
Yeah, it will
How
be.
Good of a year does one of these kids have to have for them to not take a first-round pick
I gotta
on a
tell
quarterback?
You, it better be a good year because here is Dane Brugler, and he was on Scoop City with Diana Russini, and this was on Friday afternoon. And, you go right on ahead and you play this.
The Travis Hunter trade, like I think that is going to be my lasting memory of this class, is Jaguars being bold, getting someone that's going to help them on offense and defense, and then what does this mean for the Browns moving forward? It's a pretty exciting quarterback class next year. There's not like a Caleb Williams or a Drake May where it's like, oh, there's an obvious number one guy, but there's a lot of talent at quarterback. And it's funny, Drew Aller is one of them from Penn State. If Drew Aller would have declared, he probably would have been the number two pick to his hometown Browns. But he goes back to Penn State, and now we'll be talking about him. We'll be talking about Arch Manning. We'll see what happens this year with the two rookies and all that. But the Browns next year going into that draft will be so pivotal for them and for all the jobs in that building.
I'm going to get to the Drew Aller thing here in a moment. I didn't realize there was that music behind it.
It was totally
the jazz music.
It was more distracting. We played Cavs clips earlier with Ahmad going nuts in the background.
Yeah.
And that was less distracting than what I just heard during that clip.
Dane Brugler putting it down on that ass here on a Monday morning.
Do you believe that? Do you think if Drew Aller was in the draft, he would have gone second?
That's what Drew says. That's what Dane says. Yeah.
Monday morning to you. The rest of this breakdown has to be done like this.
Drew Aller going to be coming to Cleveland.
This is nitty gritty football.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to it. Got some Miles Davis coming up. It's about the most I know about jazz.
We used to have a producer who knew a lot about jazz.
We used to have a producer who said there was a lot of jazz.
But then he didn't really know so
he
much
He didn't
jazz.
Know any jazz.
Coltrane.
He knew no... Oh, yeah, there's Coltrane. John Coltrane for you. And Dane Brugler going to break down running backs momentarily. Actually, he's not. I'm just looking for things to say that in jazz voice.
Is he saying that...
The mashed potatoes...
A year from now, if the situation was the exact same and we're a year from now, Drew Aller would have gone too.
CBS
is that what he was saying?
CBS had their way too early mock draft. I think he's saying this year he would have went number two.
If Drew Aller
would
have come out this year, he was going to go number two. That's what he just said.
No, he wouldn't.
Why yelling?
Well, you're disagreeing with a guy who makes something called The Beast.
I'm so mad.
That's insane.
I'm getting so mad.
Drew Aller would not have gone number two overall
this
year.
That's what he said.
Dane Brugler, who comes on our show every year, said that.
He would have been in the draft if the Browns were going to take him at number two overall.
You don't know that.
Yes, there would have been communication.
You want to play it again?
He's from Northeast Ohio.
Oh, I got to get rid of this piano music.
You don't know if there would have been communication or not.
Yes, there would have. 100% would have been communication. This is ridiculous.
Just play this other thing first.
You didn't want to
reckless speculation.
You didn't want to tip your hand.
I love Brugler. I'm not entertaining this, Dane.
Damn it. I'm going to get back to the Cavs here at some point. I wish I wouldn't open up this can of worms.
Play
the clip again and try to disregard
the music.
Play this on that ass.
The Travis Hunter trade. Like, I think that is going to be my lasting memory of this class is Jaguars being bold, getting someone that's going to help them on offense and defense. And then what does this mean for the Browns moving forward? It's a pretty exciting quarterback class next year. There's not like a Caleb Williams or a Drake May where it's like, oh, there's an obvious number one guy, but there's a lot of talent at quarterback. And it's funny, Drew Aller is one of them from Penn State. If Drew Aller would have declared, he probably would have been the number two hometown Browns. But he goes back to Penn State, and now we'll be talking about him.
No!
We'll be talking about Archie Manning. Wait. We'll see what happens this year with the two rookies and all that. But the Browns next year going into that draft will be so pivotal for them and for all the jobs in that building.
So he would have been number two overall.
He would not have been. Do you guys
agree
with that?
Let's calm me down a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't yell over this.
No one yells over this music like this.
My screaming and my outrage did not match the setting.
You ain't kidding, man. This is wildly inappropriate.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me
try this again. No. No.
Now, you can't sound that exasperated. You got to sound much cooler.
That's ridiculous, Dane.
No,
he would not have gone number two overall.
It's absolutely ridiculous, Dane.
He's from Northeast Ohio.
You don't know that. He is from Northeast Ohio.
We know where he grew up.
But you don't know if there would have been real conversation there.
They could have talked to him.
I'm telling you right now.
Would have been lines of communication
CBS came out with their way too early mock draft. They had the Browns taking Drew Aller in the literally number two overall in next year's draft.
Okay.
They had Arch Manning going number one, which is like, okay, Arch Manning ain't coming out. So I shared that last week, and November 1st is Drew Aller's Super Bowl, whether he likes it or not. You better play well against Ohio State. And the postseason's the postseason. You better get to the postseason and play well there. But, boy, you better play well against Ohio State. He's a local young man, and I feel bad. I feel bad because the reaction, Lima, was not positive. Was not positive. I like him. Of course, I kept hearing about Mitch Trubisky because I kept saying the whole time I never was going to take Mitch Trubisky. I was going to take Myles Garrett, but damn it, no one wants to hear that. But he's a nice young local man, and he has traits that people would like to be an NFL quarterback, NFL guys like, but damn, if you can't play well in the postseason, you can't play that well against Ohio State, this is not a conducive environment.
Yeah,
so I'm glad he went back, and I hope that he has success to make it a more conducive environment.
Part of it was, right, their offense where they did not throw to wide receivers in big games, right? They threw to the tight end every single time, and they ran the football. So the numbers are weird. Like, in their loss...
It was good for their tight end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, him drafted them.
Which I can't believe he was not the first tight end taken. It was the kid from Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, he had 135 yards in their loss to Notre Dame in the playoffs.
It was really bad.
He had 175. Granted, again, they were running the ball against Boise. against SMU, they dominated whatever, throw it out. He only had 127.
Well, their
but
offense. Dominant,
but the Ohio State game, 146. Does that sound like number two overall to you? I know it's a worse way to break
but
it down.
Their offense, you gotta be honest with yourself. Their offense can be a little goofy. Like, they run that trap where they got that lineman coming downhill, and they do it two
times
in a row.
Yeah.
And I forget who's calling their plays now. I swear to God, the guy does it just so guys on the internet will like what he's doing. I swear to God, the guy's calling plays for Instagram.
Thing. It is.
I swear to God, he was calling plays for Instagram last year, and I was getting mad about it. I forget his name, but he got run from like the film guys. Like, you know those Instagram film guys. I follow all of them. And he was getting run from, I'm telling you, I think that played into the play call. They run the ball anyway. They're a different type of offense. And I think that that's going to be a question for him to answer for the future, because he comes from an offense in high school. That's all they do down in Medina is throw the damn ball. Those games are 4 hours long because that's all they do is throw the ball. So you go from that offense to this offense, it's going to take an adjustment period. I think there's a lot of people who don't want Drew Aller just because he's a local guy. Like
they don't want him.
I think they see Medina and they see guys like, oh, Ken just likes him because he's local. And there is going to be a play into that because I like local people. That is part of it. But I'm not drafting a guy just because he's local. I'm not going to take him number two overall just because he's local. My God, that's silly. I'm not doing that. But he has to prove to a lot of people that he can play big in big games, or he's just a overrated Kyle McCord for a lot of people. So this year it has a tremendous amount of pressure on him, regardless if he ends up with the Browns or not. But if he ends up with the Browns, holy wah, it's going to be a weird draft night next year. It's going to be a weird one, because I think there's going to be some people who are excited. There's going to be some people not excited. And for the people already writing them off, please, Joe Burrow and Cam Ward would like to have a word with you.
Well, by next year.
So don't start writing them off now.
Who is still going to be in that quarterback room a year from now?
Probably won't be Joe Flacco.
Right.
And depending on if Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski keep their jobs, it could be none of them. It could be all four.
Pickett's option was not picked up.
Correct.
Right. Remember that whole saga?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay. And Shador and Dylan. Is it one of those guys?
Yeah.
And then what about that Deshaun Watson?
He'll get cut next June.
Okay.
So you ain't got to worry about that. At least that's what I assume, right? All right. Coming up.
You know what happens when you assume, right, Ken?
I make an ass out of me and Lima.